This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Today we celebrate the great mystery of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. For us who receive him in the Eucharist today, we receive his fullness, that is, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. We take this for granted many times in the Church, and there are studies that supposedly show that many Catholics don't even understand that gift of the Eucharist. But I think when I look at how people respond to the Eucharist, I think people do. I think they understand that they receive the fullness of Christ. So I would question some of those surveys. We're in the midst of the Eucharistic revival established by our bishops, a reminder of our devotion to the Eucharist. But why? Why would we do that? And I think it comes back to looking at what we do here when we come to the Eucharist each Sunday and when we celebrate the Eucharist each day of the week. It is a reminder that Christ is truly present not only in the body and blood present on the altar through the sinful hands of the priest, but he is also present within you. You are the body of Christ. He is present in the proclamation of the Word of God, not only in the Gospel, but in the stories and the scriptures from the Old Testament and the New, a reminder of the living history which we are called to each day that we celebrate the Eucharist. We are part of not only a tradition, we are part of the living body of Christ. And we are also, my dear brothers and sisters, in union, not only with all of those here on earth who believe and receive the true body and blood of the Lord, come together to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, but we're also united with all the saints in heaven. We're also united with all of those in purgatory. We are the people who pray for those in purgatory, the two different groups, the angels, the saints in heaven, and ourselves here on earth. They used to say it was the church militant here on earth. I'm not sure that is appealing to many people today, and the church triumphant in heaven. And then we have the church suffering in purgatory. They're older phrases, but they do convey the truth of what we do today. We celebrate with all the angels and all the saints in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We pray for those who have died. We are united with the souls in purgatory. We pray for their fullness to be revealed to them, and they receive the fullness of Christ in heaven. We are all on that same journey here on earth. Christ gives us the food for the journey in the Eucharist. But we need to remember that it's not enough just to receive our Lord. We must become Eucharist for others. Eucharist comes from the Greek, which means thanksgiving. And our life needs to be a sign of thanksgiving for other people. You know the divisions that are in this world. You know the struggles that people have. You know the divisions that exist throughout our society. We are not above those divisions, but we bring to the discussions and the discourse in our world that Christ has come. He lives among us. He is the source of our hope. He is the source of our faith. He is love itself. And so we live in gratitude and thanksgiving Even when we face troubles in our own life, even when we suffer, we are men and women of thanksgiving. We say to the world, there is no reason to fear. There's no reason to be in anger with one another. There is no reason to be divided when we have our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus. I sometimes worry that in the church, we have so many people who look at the news 24 hours a day and they get discouraged because of all the different things going on in the world. And they say, this isn't the world I grew up in. This isn't the country I grew up in. Well, the true country is our Lord Jesus Christ establishing his kingdom in you and me. That's the kingdom. That's our truest home. And one day we will reach that fulfillment if we are faithful to the gospel we live. But right now, even in the midst of our struggles, we are called to be men and women and children of thanksgiving. Christ will never abandon his church. He will never let us flounder. Yes, we will face persecution. We will face anti-Catholic groups in the culture. So what? Our Lord suffered. And we, as the apostle says, are privileged to suffer with him. It's not a time for revenge. It's a time for thanksgiving that we would be found worthy to suffer with the Lord Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, never forget, you are the presence of Christ in the world. You are the reason why people come to know the Lord Jesus. You are the reason why people come to know the truth that we bring forth on this altar today in the proclamation of the Scriptures, in the body of Christ itself, the truest presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us never doubt his presence among us. Now let us doubt that you and I are called to be Eucharist for others.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.